A few years ago, two Eritreans whose lives were at risk embarked on a perilous journey. Instability and an uncertain future brought them to Libya, where they sought asylum with the UN Refugee Agency, or UNHCR. They were among the lucky ones, as others were detained along the way. And yet, neither David nor his wife, Amitu, can hear or speak. When the couple arrived in Tripoli, Maisara Abdulrahman Elias, a Sudanese asylum seeker in the country, came to David and Amitu's aid.
One morning at the coffee shop, I heard people talking about a mute guy who was just here with his wife, who was also a mute. Those at the coffee shop said the woman could stay with them, but the husband would have to come back in the morning. To be honest, I got upset at this. I asked them, how could they leave him out on his own? I decided to take them back to my place and put them up there. And that's what happened. In the beginning, they were scared of me, especially the woman. But after a while, she relaxed. Now, she regards me as if I was her father.
Doa Al-Bayad is with the community services at the refugee agency in Libya. She said the couple's situation is quite challenging.
This is your room. Okay, this is where you live. Hello, how are you? You're fine? Good. Okay, let us go inside.
David and his wife and child are a special case. Out of all the refugees being cared for by the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, no one else faces as difficult a situation as David and his wife. No one else is experiencing such difficult circumstances.
You pay 80 before. Okay, now he raised the rent, becomes 100.
Of course, this is something that obliges us to give them special care and meet their basic needs, such as food, clothes, and health care. It's very difficult for them to find a job due to their problems in communicating with others.
I will try to solve the debt problem, okay? And next time, I will come back with an answer.
For David and Amitu, Tripoli is but a temporary stopover on their journey, says Maisara. Amitu became pregnant and had a baby, so their dreams of going to Europe were put on hold for the time being.
There are people they knew from their time in Sudan who went to Europe, and once they got there, sent them text messages. It really upset them that they couldn't go. They wanted to go, but were delayed by their child. Her being pregnant and the challenges of the sea crossing meant they couldn't go yet. She was hoping to give birth over there in Europe. Anyway, praise to the Lord. God wanted them here, and they'll remain here.
To prevent the couple from migrating illegally, Doa Al-Bayad says the agency encourages their resettlement in a European country. Beng Poblete Enriquez, United Nations.